Good morning, ATOP. We honor mothers in May for their outstanding dedication to their families, friends, and community. Mothers are our first teachers and put their well-being aside to ensure that everyone is cared for. So today, this week, this month, we express our love to all the women who have given their love so freely to make our lives better. Happy Mother's Day. We are kicking off the summer right. Join us Saturday, June 1 at 6 p.m. for a praise and worship musical like no other. Something is About to Happen will feature musical guests Patrick Bean and Bonafide Worshippers, as well as musical selections by BJ Doss and company. Gather the family and tell your friends. Come and worship the Most High God, because something is about to happen. Hey, ATOP, come on out and bring the family to Vacation Bible School, Monday to Thursday, June 3rd to 6th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. ATOP will present Vision to Reality, Winning God's Way. This promises to be an exciting adventure as we seek to turn our dreams into reality. See you at VBS. Big Dre's Barbecue Cook-Off is back. It's going down on June 15th. And we are preparing for the best barbecue cook-off contest ever. If you are interested in competing in the cook-off, please contact Brother Dewan Whitmore or Minister Georgia Rucker for contest information and rules after service today. Ready to taste some of those mouth-watering ribs? Tickets for Big Dre's Barbecue are on sale today. Rib plates are $15 per person, and chicken plates are $12 per person. Only those with pre-purchased tickets will be guaranteed a plate. Don't miss out. Purchase your ticket today. Graduation Recognition Sunday is coming soon. If you are an ATOP member graduating from high school or college and want to be recognized, please submit your graduation profile sheet and your picture via our online platform. If you are furthering your education at an accredited post-secondary institution to earn a college degree, advanced certification, or professional license, you may be eligible for an ATOP scholarship. Download the scholarship application and instructions from our ATOP website under the Resources tab. Hurry! All recognition and scholarship information must be submitted by May 26th. Not a graduate? No problem. Be a blessing to our ATOP graduates and encourage them on their journey to greatness by donating to the Dollars for Scholars Scholarship Program. Use any of our online platforms and write on the notes line Scholarship Fund so it will be directed to the scholarship account. Or you can send a check in the mail or drop it in the offering box. We are so grateful that little becomes much when we place it in God's hands. Help educate our scholars with some of your dollars today. Those are our announcements. Now prepare for an awesome worship service.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, stand to your feet. Y'all know my stand. This is the day God has made for us. What we're going to do, ATOP? We're going to rejoice and give Him glory. Come on, shout, God, I thank you. Come on, everybody, open your mouth.
But God has been mighty, mighty good to me. And all I can say is thank you, Jesus. Y'all know I got an extra thank you in my spirit on today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so full today. But first I want to say happy Mother's Day to each and every one of the mothers who are sitting in the audience. And I'm not just speaking to birth mothers. We have a lot of surrogate mothers out there. A lot of women who have raised children, who have mentored children. And so we give God thanks for you also. Before I get into all of that, I also want to welcome each and every one of you to Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church. We are so delighted to have each and every one of you on this morning, especially our online viewers. Thank you for visiting us today. You could have been anywhere else in cyberspace, but you chose ATOP to worship with us today. We're here each Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m., but we do begin at 8:30 a.m. with our Sunday school for all ages. So we welcome you to come to Sunday school, and then we welcome you to join us for our service at 9:45. Our pastor is the great Dr. Thomas L. Murray. And again, we will welcome you with open arms and always have a wonderful word. And God is always magnified and glorified in this place. Do we have any visitors sharing with us in worship this morning? I have two special guests, but if you would lift your hands, visitors, we want to see you and welcome you to our service on today. God bless you. Thank you for being here on today. Any other visitors? Amen. Thank you so much. You're getting a visitor's card. If you would please fill that information out, we most definitely would like to correspond with you in the future. If you don't have a church home, ATOP is a wonderful place to set down roots. Again, we welcome you here to ATOP this morning. As I stated before, I forgot about communion. We have communion at the end of service each Sunday. And if you are at home, we ask that you would prepare your communion at this time. If you're in the sanctuary and you did not pick up communion on your way in, if you would lift your hand up, someone will bring communion to you if you don't have communion this morning. Now, happy Mother's Day again. And I would like all of the mothers, I would like all of the ladies to stand, because we do something a little different here at ATOP. And as you are standing, every woman in the sanctuary, we're going to have some men to assist us this morning. We have a flower, a carnation that we want to present to each woman that is here today. because we all came from a mother. Amen. We all had a mother. That's how we got here. And so we want to honor you today and honor mothers today. If your mother is still living, you will get a red carnation. If your mother has gone on to be with the Lord, you will get a white carnation. And once you get your carnation, if you would come and stand at the altar, we're going to prepare our hearts and minds for prayer. So if you would come forward, gentlemen, just stretch out across the front and they will come to you and get a red or a white carnation. Come, ladies. No special order. Just come and select a carnation on this morning. Red is for those whose mothers are living. White is for those whose mothers are deceased. Amen. Thank you. All right, we still have a few over here, red or white. Okay, do we have some more white? Have a few more white. All right, I think we're all out of white. Are we out of white? We have some white right here. Amen. A couple of more over here, please. Amen. And now as we all stand at the altar today, ladies, if you would press forward, come in just a little bit. We're going to prepare our hearts and minds for prayer on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we bless you today. Reading from Proverbs 31 and 25, it says, "She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Her clothes are well made and elegant, and she always faces tomorrow with a smile." And as we think about those words in Proverbs, we ask God to bless those who stand in this place today. And bless those who hear the words, the prayer this morning. Let us pray. Precious Jesus, how we love you. We lift up our hearts to you in prayer and praise. We thank you, O God, for last night's lying down. And we thank you, O God, for this morning's uprising. We give you praise, O God, because you've given us the portion of health and strength to come out into the house of the Lord to give you praise, honor, and glory that's due your holy name. So God, we thank you that we are here on this morning. We are thank you that you have given us activity of our limbs. We thank you that you've given us a portion of health and strength. We thank you, oh God, for continuing to meet every need in our lives. And God, as we stand in this place as women of God, we thank you today, God, for just blessing us beyond measure. We know today is Mother's Day, God, and we thank you for mothers everywhere, for their dedication, and we thank you for their spirit of willingness and hospitality. We thank you for their nurturing spirit of care. We thank you, oh God, for allowing them to be in our lives, oh God, and to make a difference. And God, I don't stand here today thinking that all mothers were the best mothers. But I do know, oh God, that all mothers did the best they could with what they had. So we thank you today, God. We speak to the motherless mother today, God. The pain of being motherless. But God, we know that you have filled that pain with surrogate children and people that surround her. We speak to the estranged mother today, God. Those who are separated from their children by it being imprisonment or by some other situation. God, we pray for those mothers today.
whether it be by choice or by force. God, we thank you today that you are reconciling mothers with their children. We thank you today, God, that mental illness is going to be disbanded. God, we thank you, oh God, that there's going to be a reuniting and a reunion of mothers with their children. We thank you for the adopted mother, God. Those who took children and nurtured them as your own. We thank you for the stepmom today, God, that took on children that were not her own, that fed and nurtured them, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for the mother, for the single woman today, God. And we tell them that they are worthy. That even though you are single, you are worthy as a woman. Because we know that your worth is not tied to your ability to mother, but to your place in the family of God. So we thank you today, God. And we bless your holy name. Now, God, we ask that you would give us strength for tomorrow. Many of us are struggling today, God. Struggling to make ends meet. Struggling because we are in school. Struggling because we are in between jobs. Struggling because the job that we have doesn't pay enough. Struggling because we don't know what our job is going to bring for tomorrow, because we've been saying that we're going to be laid off. God, we know that you are a provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You look beyond everything and you meet every need. We just stand here today with our faith and trust in you. And we say thank you today, God. Thank you for being a mighty God, an everlasting Father, and our Prince of Peace. So we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Let's do your holy name. It's in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Let everybody say amen and amen. Give God a hand clap of praise on this morning. As you're making your way to your seats, we have a very special presentation on today. Our women's dance ministry is going to come at this time.
Beside still waters, he restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.